Hello, this is Past Free, reaching out to the members of EBC3, coming to you from the 10-10-10. And for our children, that's Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, 1010 East 10th Street in Austin. And we're coming with our Wednesday Bible study and podcast. And I'm happy that I'm joined today with our associate pastor for youth and young adults, the Reverend Torrin Spears, who's here with us today. I'm happy that he's sharing. Children's Day is Sunday. And so I wanted to focus on our children for our Bible study today. And the title of the Bible study is Let the Children Speak. And I tell you, our children have been doing some speaking. We've been asking them some questions about how they're doing and what's going on in their families, and they have responded so well, and I'm so proud of them. I want to let Reverend Spears give you greetings, and then we'll go into our lesson.
Hello, especially to our children. We are glad to celebrate all of you this week, and we're happy to be able to celebrate you on Sunday with the efforts and all that you've been doing for your parents and the tasks that you all have been working so hard on. So I'm glad that you've asked me to come and join you for the Bible study, Dr. Freeman, and glad that we get to celebrate our kids. So thank you.
All right. As I said, Children's Missions Day is Sunday, and their theme is Reach Out, from 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Let me just read what it says. It says, "Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action." And I can see that our children have been doing that from their responses. We decided to ask our children questions about how they're doing and what's going on with them for our Bible study today. And that would sort of be the lesson for today. And they responded very well. And I think I want to let you know which kids sent in responses. Clay West, Tobias West, Lena Armstead, Marley Walker, Kaylin Buckles, Aaliyah Frazier, Journey Lewis, Aiden Small, Kylie Buckles, Kai Williams, Liana Ibargen. So hello, if any of you guys are listening, hello, and I'm so happy that you joined us for Bible study today, and so happy that you're giving us responses to these questions. And I want to thank all of the adults and the children's ministry leaders for working with the kids to get these responses. You know, we're all having to stay at home right now and be careful because of the coronavirus. And so I wanted to know from our kids how they feel about spending so much time at home. And we got several responses, and you know, and most of them said they were bored, and I can understand that. Clay, Toby, Marley, Lena, you know, said that they are bored at home, and some said they miss the church family and they enjoy time with the family, but the main theme seems to be boredom, and that's to be expected, kids, because who wants to stay in the house all day and just see the same walls and people all the time? Journey said it's kind of nice. I don't have to wake up so early. That's true. You don't have to get up early for school. I get to spend more time with mom and dad, and we get to have movie time together. And Toby said it's getting better now because they're able to go to the neighborhood pool. So what do you think about that, Reverend Spears, how they sort of answer that question?
Well, I'm excited for Toby and Clay, who've been able to go to the pool. I hope that you guys are staying safe and that the chlorine is killing all the germs and but are having fun. I remember being able to go and play in the pool, but for some reason, it seemed like I always got darker after I left the pool. So, you know,
everybody did. When the chlorine is on your body and then you're in the sun, it sort of gives you a little tan.
Yeah, yeah, it gave me a tan, but I'm glad I got my color back.
Lord have mercy. Another question.
Well, let me say this, that one of the persons that we acknowledge was Aiden Small. And even though Aiden is not one of our children here at Ebenezer, but is in the youth and young adults, I am glad that he is able to or was able to contribute to the conversation.
Yeah, thank you, Aiden. And another question was, how do the children feel about wearing face masks? And I guess part of the reason why I wanted to ask that question is, I saw Toby and Clay at the church a couple of weeks ago. They came here with their grandmother, and I was just sort of surprised that both of them had on face masks. I was surprised because not because they were wearing them, but I hadn't seen children in face masks prior to that, and it just was so interesting, these little fellas wearing a face mask, and sort of caught me off guard. And but for the most part, the kids said, you know, they understand about the coronavirus. They know that these masks are protecting them and protecting others, their families. Many of them said that it gets too hot in those face masks. Kaylin, Kylie, and Lena said that it's just too hot for them to wear it, and I understand that. Because, kids, I've been wearing face masks, too, and every time I put one on, my breath goes up my face, and my glasses get all foggy. And yesterday I was at a place, at a service, and, that was Monday, right? We were at the service on Monday?
That's right.
On Monday. And I had to preach, and then my glasses kept getting all foggy. So, I understand that sometimes it's a little hot. And it's sort of uncomfortable wearing the mask. But the other kids sort of said, you know, the thing about being protected, and Clay happy to wear it. And Toby says it's a good protector against the coronavirus. And Marley Journey talked about being protected from the germs. So I'm glad, kids, that you understand what's going on and how important it is.
Well, you said something about your mask and the fog going up your glasses and everything. Do you smell your breath whenever you are, wearing your mask? How does your breath smell?
It smells great.
Oh, okay.
It smells great.
Do you put peppermint in your mouth before, because I've noticed that, you know, if I got to be careful wearing a mask. It's not just how hot the mask get. But if you don't brush your teeth in the morning, or if you've eaten something throughout the day.
I don't brush my teeth.
No. But I thought maybe, that would be a funny thing to say. But it's a true thing that, you know, I've smelled my breath more in these last few days.
Well, thank God
in
for
weeks.
The mask for you. It was helpful for you. You smelled your breath. So thank you, kids, for understanding about wearing the face mask and everything, and we just hope that it won't last too long. And then we wanted to find out what our kids have been doing at home during this stay-at-home situation. And it's just interesting. I learned a word that I didn't know about, and that word was Roblox. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And I had to look it up, kids, to find out what Roblox was so I wouldn't sound goofy on this Bible study lesson. But it's a game system with all kinds of different games you can plug into for adults and for children and teenagers. They got all kinds of stuff. And I see that a good majority of our kids are playing Roblox games. Tobias, Clay.
Lena.
Lena, Marley. Kylie, let's see, Kaylin Buckles, and even Aiden. And you guys will have to show me when you come back to church what the Roblox games are all about. But and the other thing that I notice is that a lot of our kids are doing chores. Doing a lot of chores at home, cleaning the bedroom, doing chores. Let's see. And so that's good.
Now, are you planning on playing Roblox? Are you going to get the system?
Oh, no, I'm not going to get the system. I don't know anything about the system.
Well, when's the last time you've played video games?
I never played. I never was a game person.
You didn't
when
have
they had Atari when they had. What was the next one after Atari?
Nintendo.
Nintendo. My kids had it and they played it, but I never did any of that. That never interested me.
You never sat down with
them. The last time I played a game that was similar was when Pac-Man was out, and I don't.
Well, Pac-Man is still out.
Yeah. Well, that was the last time I played a game. And so I'm glad that you're having time for recreation and to play, and that you are doing some chores at home. Some are, Kai said that he reads 15 minutes or more a day. That's good. And Journey says she has virtual dance classes 2 times a week, summer virtual reading and writing workshops with her teacher 2 times a week. And she's also swimming in the pool. And riding her bike. So that's good. Our kids are doing a lot of different things. And Lena said she's been playing with her little brother. So that's good, Lena. Taking care of your little brother and spending time with your family. That's wonderful.
Well, you know, let me first say, so if I can push you a little more on these games things, what is your favorite game then? Do you have a card game or? What do you do for fun at home, Dr. Freeman?
I play the piano at home.
Oh.
Or I might listen to music at home. I don't play any games for fun. I used to play some card games, but that's been a long time ago.
And you like sitting outside and relaxing and taking in nature?
Yeah, I do. I love walking in the woods. I like watching the sunset and the moon. I like all the outside stuff sitting out there.
I didn't know Austin had woods around here. Where's
they
the
do.
Woods?
They have right there at the park.
Oh, okay. the park is the woods. I would also like to point out that I like what Aiden said, catching up on some good sleep.
Some good sleep. Yeah, I guess the kids have been sleeping in a little bit more now since they're at home. So it's good that you guys are keeping busy and doing things with your family and doing things with each other and even doing things that your parents want you to do. So I'm really proud of our kids for what they've been doing at home. And then, Reverend Spears, why don't you take the next question?
Sure. So the question that you gave to the kids was, what do they miss about church? Clay, Tobias, Marley, Liana or Lena? You remember how to say that?
No, I don't know how to say it.
And then others said that they miss seeing the members, miss seeing everyone. Then Lena said singing in the choir. She missed singing. Kaylin Buckle said singing in the choir. Kylie said getting hugs from everyone.
Wow.
And we know that we've all been kind of restrained. Even those that have still been working here at the church are not able to touch. But, yeah, I think we all miss that contact with one another. Journey also said that she missed singing. And then Aiden said what he misses mostly about church is the fun that we had on Children's Day and other kids' activities.
Yeah, and Journey also said that she misses going to Vacation Bible School.
Really?
Yeah, that we didn't have Vacation Bible School this summer. Well, somebody said they missed the pastor.
Who said that?
Kai Williams.
Oh, yeah, I sure skipped over that one.
Kai said he misses the pastor, and so I guess a lot of them miss a lot of things about the church.
Now, and I'm not sure, you have to remind me who Kai is. That's the Williams baby son, right?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. He's so cute.
And he always gives me hugs.
Yeah.
Well, all my kids always give me hugs. They're all sweet. And I'm so happy to hear Kylie say that she misses the hugs from everybody, because with this trying to be safe and staying a few feet apart, that's what we do in the church. We hug each other.
And you've said several times, and I think that we've all kind of reiterated the point, or just kind of emphasized that point, that we miss the members just as much too. You're constantly talking about seeing the kids. I know that when some of the youth were able to come up to help out with worship, the virtual worship, you were just so happy to see them, Kyra and Jenna, You were just, you know, you were just overjoyed by
that. And
when
we drove by to Roman's
graduation party,
graduation parade, it was just so good to see the faces. So kids, we know what you mean. We miss seeing you and miss singing together and listening. And that's one thing that we're looking forward to on Sunday is listening to the children sing on Sunday, because we're going to play one of their songs. But I know you miss the church, and I know you miss being here, and we miss having you here, and we just hope that we'll be able to get together soon.
Well, I'm sure that they have a question about that. What does it look like as far as the singing and all that? What is the question I'm trying to ask? As far as like when we were able to come back, what will singing look like and all that type of stuff for them?
Well, that's one of the questions that they asked. Toby said, when can we go back to the church? And the only thing I can say is we can come back to the church when we're sure that it's safe for everyone to be here. People are still getting sick. And more people in Texas are getting sick from the coronavirus. So we have to be very, very careful about deciding to come back to the church. And maybe when we come back to church, we might have to do something different about how we stand together when we sing, mm-hmm. how many people can be up there until we're sure that we're not going to cause harm to anyone by being sick.
Yeah.
So the last question that we asked the kids was, how do they communicate with their friends and family? Because being, you know, at home, we wondered how were they able to get together and talk to their friends and family. And Clay was so funny. He says the parents' phone. So he's getting his mom and dad's phone and he's able to visit his grandparents in Manor and Round Rock. And then Toby says through games. So he's communicating with friends on games. So I guess with the Roblox, they can play, you know, each other and use the phone to contact each other. And I guess that's what most of them have said. Lena, parents' phone, and who else? And then Marley said games, iPads, FaceTime. These kids are they're on top of it.
Well, listen, do you know what FaceTime is?
Yeah, I know.
Pastor Freeman?
Yeah, I know what FaceTime is.
You know what an iPad is?
I have an iPad.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just make sure.
I'm not that ancient. And Kylie Buckles learned how to text grandparents. And that's what these kids are doing. Aaliyah Frazier says she clings to her mom, does not get out much, may play with friends a little in the evenings. Journey says, I communicate with my friends using the app called Messenger Kids. Journey, I wonder what that is. Have you heard of that, Karin?
I have not.
Messenger Kids on her tablet. That might be interesting to find out. She says, first I have to get permission and approval from my parents. Yes. I sent text messages, do video chats, and play games with my friends. I FaceTime my grandparents and sometimes do drive-by. This girl is on the ball.
Journey has given extensive answers.
And then Aiden says, the main way I can still communicate to my friends and family is through my phone or texting app. So I'm happy because that's about reaching out. And I'm happy that you're finding ways to reach out to your family members, to your friends. You're using technology like FaceTime and iPads and texting and all of that stuff to connect with family and friends and tablets. And oh my goodness, you kids are just something else. And then drive-bys. I think that's wonderful. If you can't go inside, at least you can, you know, get in the car with your parents and go by and see your friends, because that's what God wants us to do. When it says, little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. That's what you're doing. That's the action. The action is calling somebody. The action is sending a text. The action is getting on FaceTime. The action, that's reaching out and being together. And I know that they probably know how important it is right now.
and how different it must be for them. Yeah. You guys are experiencing something that comes maybe once in a lifetime with these tragedies. Yeah. And so for you to grow up in it, I think you all are handling it well. Yeah. I think the way that you are learning how, if you did not already know how, to communicate with other people via the technology that's available to you. So PlayStations, Nintendos, well, I don't know what they call it, Nintendos now, but Wiis, all these different gaming systems so and phone apps. Wii. Yeah, you know what a Wii is?
I know what a Wii is.
What is it?
It's one of those little things where you have a little thing in your hand, and the thing is on the screen, and you can make it work. You can play tennis. You can do all kinds of stuff with it.
A thing of a thing of a thing. I don't know what it is.
I'm so proud of you kids for taking the time to do our Bible study together and for answering all these questions. And I'm just happy that you're doing okay. And I miss all of you and can't wait to see you. But you also asked me some questions that that I want to end with as we sort of wrap this up. And one question Marley asked and Clay asked, so how is the pastor doing and how is his family doing? And that just touches my heart that, you know, they're thinking about me and wondering how I'm doing. I'm doing fine. My wife is at home. She's working from home. And my son has to go to work because he works at a bank. And Regine works at a school, so they're not having sessions. So she's at home. And just this past Saturday, my youngest daughter came back to Austin for the summer because she's able to work from home. And so they're all doing fine. And We're okay, and they miss church, and they miss you too, and so thank you for asking about me and how I'm doing. Someone asked, is the church being cleaned daily? And the answer is yes. We are cleaning the church every day and making sure that we're trying to be safe when we're at the church and when we're doing the services that you see on TV. And then Journey. What a good question that Journey asked me. How do you feel preaching when no one is there? And I was like, wow. Well, there are people there when I'm preaching. Reverend Spears is there. Deacon Street is there. Dr. Quinlan is there. Ryan Howard is there. Maybe one other person who is singing. So it's not like I'm there by myself. But I'm looking at a computer screen, like you have your tablets and your iPads. I'm not looking into the sanctuary where people sit. I'm looking at a computer screen. So that's a little weird. And then I have to look at the green light on the screen so that you can see me looking straight at you. Because if I turn my head the other way, you'll think I'm talking to somebody on the side. So it's been a little difficult, but the people who are there helping us with worship make me feel like comfortable because they're nodding their heads and saying things that make me feel like someone is there. But it is different, and you have to work harder because. And I just think about you. I think about our children. I think about our adults. I think about your parents when I'm preaching and try to imagine them in my. In my head, as I stand there and preach. So, those are my answers. And thank you so much for thinking about the church, children, and thinking about your pastor, and thinking about your family members and your friends. Reverend Spears, do you have anything else?
No, I just want to acknowledge again how clear and concise all of the kids answered the questions. How much we miss you all. We miss your families. We're bored too.
Yeah.
We have to do everything very systematically, basically the same way every week. And so it's getting very routine-like, just as if they were to go to school and wake up and brush their teeth and put on their clothes. And so it's like that every Sunday and every week for us as well. So we miss you all. We miss your smiles. We miss your laughs, your hugs. And we hope that this ends soon so that we can see you all in the near future.
All right. And we look forward to seeing the kids lead us in worship. And one of the children is our lay speaker on Sunday. And so we're happy about that. And thank you again, parents for and children's ministry leaders for helping out. The title today was Let the Children Speak. And as you can see, our children did speak and they spoke very well. And I'm proud of them. Let's pray for our children right now. We pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for our children. We thank you for their families and for their friends. And we thank you, God, that you are taking care of them, that you're protecting them, and that they are feeling safe. And we just pray that they will understand all the different things we have to do to take care of ourselves, to make sure our families are safe, and that they won't be so bored and frustrated. Help them to continue to reach out to their family members, their friends, and others with texts, with emails, with FaceTime, with drive-by visits, and so that they can stay connected to each other. And bless Sunday's worship, bless our children, and take care of us all, dear God, until we get together again. Amen.
Amen. Today is June 24th, 2020. And our lay speaker this coming Sunday will be Legacy Williams. Dr. Freeman will be bringing a powerful message for our children. So please tune in on Sunday live at 10 o'clock. Also, be reminded about the funeral of Dr. Marshall, General Marshall, as our kids may know him as the one who takes the photographs for us every Sunday. So we're praying for him, his family, and for our church during this hard time. And also be reminded to tune in every week for our podcast. God bless you.
God bless you.